Hello there, NerdTube fans. I am back today with another NerdTube podcast episode. Hello there, NerdTube fans. I am Bo Oliver, back with another NerdTube podcast. Today, I am joined by Aaron, the NerdTube monkey, and of course, Teddy, everybody's favorite, the fan favorite. And we are here today. We're going to be talking about the news and movies and TV and books and video games. Everything nerd is going to be discussed on this podcast.
Possibly some soup. You never know where it goes.
No, I don't like how you label us nerds. No, I get it, we're nerd soup, but it's like a that's like a fun name, you know? We're not really nerds. Well, I'm not a nerd.
We're culture nerds. We're not science nerds.
Nerd is actually part of the mainstream now, so by defining it that way, you're kind of...
If someone comes up and calls you a nerd, you're not getting insulted?
I'm trying to do like the Ben Wyatt thing from Parks and Rec. No, fuck them.
Nerd.
Who makes fun of people anymore?
I don't. I'm just saying.
Have you been on Twitter? You call people nerds all the time.
Yeah, but it's like...
When I talk about something that you don't like, you'd be like, oh, nerd.
That's like a funny joke.
It is an insult. You're meant to insult somebody.
But if I mess up a geographical location in Westeros, if I call Hightower,
that's what's
Highgarden fun- Hightower...
That's what's funny.
Well, according to the Song of Ice and Fire encyclopedia...
That's what's funny about it. If you're like, oh, I'm going
to... No, because
read.
It's genuine with
it's
you.
It's like, yo, I'm going to go read something. I'm like, oh, nerd.
He wants to dig deep. He wants to hit you.
You've gotten better, though. You used to be a closeted nerd.
What do you mean?
Because you would never be a nerd in front of your friends.
It's not true.
You're the kid that goes to D&D parties on the weekend, but you just tell everybody you're going out,
you know,
with college friends.
Yeah, I'm going to my girlfriend's house. Right, who's your girlfriend? Lives in a different town.
Lives in Canada.
You know, not until we started this podcast, I didn't know you were this into shows and movies. So
yeah, because he was a closeted nerd.
I agree with you.
Or maybe, just maybe.
Even in high school.
All right.
I guess maybe I didn't know you, and we're not really friends.
No, but you guys are all sports, football, and it's like, why would I talk to you about that stuff where I know I can go to Bo and we could talk about, you know, all this kind of stuff.
I like this stuff.
Yeah, like who can lift Thor's hammer?
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay.
But if I brought that up in front of you guys, then I would, you know, wouldn't you guys would be like, oh, what's that?
I think if you give Steve
Let's
Rogers
talk
one
more
try, he's picking it up.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And
girls.
And girls, yeah. Weirdos.
Not easy. I'm not weird.
But today, I just want to let you guys know that you can send us your fan questions at nerdsoupforyou@gmail.com. And you can also tweet us at nerdsoupforyou on Twitter or the NerdSoup Monkey or NerdSoup Teddy. Just NerdSoup everywhere. Just look it up.
You'll find someone.
And the first story today is we have big news coming out of the Academy, the Film Academy of America. I think that's their official name. They announced today a couple of changes to the Academy Awards ceremony. The ceremony that airs on television, that they're going to try and shorten the length, that certain categories are going to be announced during commercial breaks, and that they're introducing, this was the most controversial, that they're introducing a new category called, do I have this right here? Best Popular Film.
What is this, the Grammys?
Go ahead.
All right, hold on.
Oh.
All right, today, like, I saw this news, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? Let me start it over again. Let me get my thoughts together. I was fucking ranting before by myself, and no one was there to hear me, and I was going off.
I can say something, then you can collect your thoughts.
No, I got this. My first reaction to this, I was like, what does that mean? What defines popular film? And Dan Merrill had a few tweets from Screen Junkies that I think were great. He was talking about it's such a subjective thing, I guess. Just talking about, oh, is it about the budget, the type of genre the movie is, how many people saw it, is it popular amongst films, is it popular amongst people that saw the film? And so I think that leaves it up for a lot of subjectivity. And the second thing is, like, what pictures would be considered in this category? And I was thinking back to last year. Obviously, the first thing that came to my mind was superhero movies, action films, sort of like Mission Impossible, Fallout, and Infinity War. Is there even enough films to fill this category? If you look back at last year, what film would you consider to be in this category? John Wick, Wonder Woman, Logan,
Guardians, so like, Thor.
So it's like a blockbuster.
Should Guardians be up for a fucking Academy Award?
So it's like a blockbuster category?
I still say that in 2014, Guardians and Winter Soldier should have been up for Best Picture.
And the thing is, though, now we're not going to ever have that debate where we can say The Dark Knight should have been nominated.
They're never going to nominate.
Or Logan
them.
Should have been nominated.
They're
but now,
never
going to
nominate.
But now it's going to be like, oh, we'll
it's
just
even
put him,
worse.
We'll put him in this subcategory to make everyone else happy. So we're never going to have something like that. If a comic book movie like The Dark Knight were to happen again, it will never even have a chance to be Best Picture because they'll just shoehorn it into that subcategory. And it could be up to debate for this upcoming year, like Black Panther. It's still up high on my list. So I know there's plenty of time left and we haven't got to November and December yet. But as of now, it would probably be in my top 6 or 8 films of the year. But it's for a lot of people are saying that it should be nominated for Best Picture. But now, you can forget about that and just go into the subcategory of Best Blockbuster or Best Popular Movie. It limits the achievements that an action film or a superhero film can attain. Like, look at Mission Impossible Fallout. Probably one of the best movies of the year so far. It's another part of the story, too. It's actually that these films can get some recognition now, whereas as before they wouldn't.
Now, should the Academy maybe make this a fan voting?
No. What is this, fucking American Idol?
All right, vote on your cell phone. Text in A if you want Mission Impossible Fallout.
Well, like, well, you just went on a whole rant on how it's so it's so subjective. Like, maybe you just make it like a fan voting and...
I think it's going to be based off box office, but still.
No, it's
stressing. Always disagree with the Oscars and the Academy. Like, it's all based on how many guys, like, can actually vote. Like, 100-something.
They added a bunch of new voters, though, recently.
But, I think it's in the thousands.
Like, you're leaving all these films to a thousand people to agree or disagree on.
I think they usually do get it right, because most of the popular films, people don't see the best pictures that are nominated. And that's why they're like, oh, I never heard of this. This movie I heard of and liked should be nominated. When, no, it shouldn't. That movie wasn't that great, and maybe you should broaden your horizons. But like I said before, I kind of like it because it does give the opportunity for the Mission Impossible Fallouts, these great action films, Infinity War, these iconic superhero films to actually get some recognition by the Academy.
But I feel
as fugazi as it might seem, but at least they're getting something.
But I feel like those films are more for like the money. Like, they're not really made to be the Grammy winners.
The Grammy winners,
Films Oscar. Today are definitely not made with the Grammys.
But the popular category is very Grammy-ish. Look at the Grammys. Those aren't the best albums out. Some of them are, but it's mostly a popularity contest.
Yeah, and the Grammys, too, the main award, the best album of the year, it's always a popular album. But the subcategories, they recognize best rock album. It's usually a critically acclaimed album. This Oscar, it's basically just the comic book movie Oscar anyway. And yeah, I agree with most of what you're saying. It's that I don't like it at all. I don't like that they're going to get, because it's going to be meaningless. It's not going to be a prestige award. And I don't think it takes away from any of the movies that are going to be nominated for Best Picture, because I don't think there's going to be any crossover. You're officially just saying that a movie like Avengers Infinity War, which is probably going to end up on my top 10 list, Black Panther very well may be on my top 10 list. Last year, I had Spider-Man Homecoming on my top 10 list. If that's how many films can be nominated for Best Picture, I thought Spider-Man Homecoming was one of the 10 best pictures of the year, with A Shape of Water, with 3 Billboards, all those movies that were nominated. But it's an Oscar problem, too. It's not even about the superhero films. It's international films as well, because sometimes the best movie of the year comes from another country, and they put them in the category Best Foreign Film, which is a category that I don't think should exist. Best Animated Film. I thought Kubo and the Two Strings a couple years ago was one of the 5 best movies released that year. I don't want Best Animated. I don't want Best Comedy. I don't want Best Popular. I don't want Best Viral Tweet. I don't want Best 10-second Video You Made on Your Cell Phone. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's the Academy Awards, as Steve Buscemi. Hey, fellow kids, did you see that Black Panther? That was swell.
But
Wakanda for Eternity.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, to see, instead of just getting... Nope. Adapted screenplay, that being up for a bigger award, like an actual
that's not a real award, though.
What do you
mean? It's going to be mocked for the rest of time.
I think they're only going to do it like
best popular film.
But you get recognition like John Wicks, the Mission Impossibles, things
like
that.
It's not a real award.
It is now.
It's saying here, you can come sit with us, but you really don't belong.
But it's in a different, if you're going to do.
I think it's just whoever makes the more money, the most money.
Then you get Jurassic World in there, and that movie stunk. But yeah, it is a problem too. Like, what defines
how many films?
Category?
10? We're gonna have 10 because it can
there
go up to 10.
There isn't 10 blockbusters that are good in any year. That's the problem.
But it's disrespectful to these films too, because some of them do belong in the best picture category.
What they did is they made an award to
the media.
I won Infinity War. Like, Infinity War is the best year. Logan was the best movie last year.
Most of the people who are watching the Oscars aren't people that really enjoyed Infinity War anyway.
But they're making a subcategory, so like, here you can. Be happy, I got this Fugazi award, and
yeah, I don't want that.
But
it's disrespectful.
But there's only a few films every year that should be nominated. It's gonna get watered down to fill slots. How many good blockbusters has it been this year?
Yeah, but I'm just saying
Go through the list right now.
The idea of the award even existing is disrespectful to the... Just because your film is a blockbuster doesn't mean it's bad. And just because your film is an independent drama doesn't mean it's good. Not every movie has to be a poem.
Who are the guys that are actually doing the voting? Like, is there like a name for them?
The Academy is huge.
So the Academy. So did the Academy vote on this?
Probably.
To come in?
Yeah.
Or is there like
so,
a higher
yeah.
person that just that made the okay? Like, is the Academy okay with this award?
I think,
God.
Because didn't they bring in a bunch of younger members to the Academy voting staff recently?
Yeah, and that's the thing too. They did that, and I feel like the Academy Awards has become, even though I say it's the best out of all the award shows, was your movie released in November, December, and did it get a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes? Are indie bloggers, or people who are into indie films, do they like your movie? Okay, then we'll nominate it. I doubt that most of the Academy Award members saw The Shape of Water.
It could have been a way for the old guard to kind of having all these newcomers in and wanting recognition for films that most young people like to get some of the shine, and they like, all right, we'll give you this as a concession. That could be something that played out there. If you had a bunch of new people coming in saying, oh, what about this film? What about this film? And they're like, oh, no, we got to keep...
They did this because the ratings keep going down year by year, and they thought, hey, fellow kids, you like this movie? Watch our show.
Exactly.
It's
right.
All about money. It's not about we need to recognize these films.
It'll work, too.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're telling me?
The people who watch those big blockbuster movies go to the movies once or twice a year. How many times do we have friends where we're watching the Oscars with them? Haven't seen that, haven't seen that, haven't seen that. The Oscars is predominantly still going to be about movies that people haven't seen. That's what the Oscars has always been. These are films for people who are cinephiles, who love going to the movies, who go to the movies 20, 30 times a year, who follow the award shows. They're into it like somebody would, a sports fan would be into the Super Bowl. That's what it is for them. It's for a very specific group. And obviously,
it's for the pageantry also. It's like, oh my God,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I love Leo. Oh, did you see The Revenant? No, but
no,
I wanted to win.
No. How big was the internet when Leo won his first Oscar? Everybody on the internet, oh, I'm so happy Leo finally won his Oscar. Most of the people that I talked to didn't even see The Revenant, that they were happy that Leo finally got his Oscar. They didn't even see the movie.
I didn't see at the time. I've seen it since. I didn't see Dallas Buyers Club, and I'm like, Leo should have won for Wall Street.
That was a great movie.
I was a Leo fan. Dallas Buyers Club.
He should have won.
Yeah, but he was McConaughey. But I was making that statement even though I didn't even the film McConaughey was in.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
The Academy adding this award, it reminds me of golf when John Daly came onto the scene. John Daly was a guy that, like, he's smoking cigarettes, he's drinking beers on the course.
Yeah, he's a fucking
the old heads. Yeah, the old heads hated him and didn't want him there. But he was bringing in money, he was bringing in more eyes to the game. Kind of like what Tiger Woods did.
Now, John Daly to Tiger Woods, that's insulting.
Yeah, but he's talking about his impact.
I know. But
so what I'm saying is this is the Academy's way of bringing new people, new eyes to the screen to want to watch the Oscars. Like you said before, people wanted like only seeing the big blockbuster movies, and now they can see this movie win an Oscar.
But we have a movie that made $1 billion, $2 billion, and people have this big following of it. They're going to want to see that compete for an award and possibly win.
It's their way
so
of PR to get more
people
watching.
It will
draw
people to the
Yeah, maybe. But then for a year or two...
And also, I just thought of this, too. Like, I was looking through all the films, like A Quiet Place. Very popular. And some people say, hey, maybe it should get I'm not saying it's a best picture, but that would be a film where it's a good film. It'll probably get an original screenplay nomination, depending on how the rest of the year. But
we wouldn't be in this situation if these moviegoers would just respect a movie, regardless of how much money it made, regardless of what genre it's in. Because it all just goes back to The Dark Knight. If The Dark Knight had been nominated for a Best Picture, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It was the most critically acclaimed movie of the year. It was egregious that it wasn't nominated. It was a joke. It's a joke that Logan was nominated last year. I'm going to stick with that until the day I die. These films are being looked over because they're in a specific genre, and it's just pretentious. This whole idea that... I remember in 2015, somebody made a comparison. I think it was between The Guardians of the Galaxy and The Lobster. And they were like, oh, this is The Lobster is a film. Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie. And I remember you made that joke once. And that just pisses me off so much.
It's rude. It's just rude.
Yeah, like, because... And first of all, award shows are a joke anyway.
I wanted to say it, but I didn't want to say it.
It's all
hate
subjective.
The Oscars. I hate
it. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. It's all subjective. The older I get, the less that I care about films that win awards.
Well, but, it's like this year. It's like... if you're looking at comedies, like Death of Stalin would be like an Oscar comedy where people would actually have some consideration for maybe a screenplay award. But if it's not like that satire, smart, quote unquote,
dry humor,
yeah, it's not going to get any traction. Like the difference, like it can make you laugh just as much as like Blockers. I probably did laugh more during Blockers than Death of Stalin. I liked it a lot. Really good. But I'm just saying, as far as it's just, oh, it could be a comedy, but it has to be smart and satirical. And
like an actual movie that's in the comedy category won't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedies get left out all the time.
Superbad is the greatest comedy ever made, and you can fight me on that. And
I agree with you. I love Superbad.
And I'm not saying I'm like, oh, it is. Like, I'm right, you're wrong. It's very subjective, but to me it is, and that's not going to get anything.
Yeah, and it should. I think movies are just, if it's good enough, then it should be nominated. I mean, the way that we complain about comic book movies being looked over, but comedies are always looked over. The Hangover, to me, is still one of my top 50 movies of all time. That movie's not getting nominated in 2008. It was a miracle when Robert Downey Jr. was nominated for Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
And that was the same year that Heath was nominated, so maybe he wins if it's in another year. But people, even to this day, they say if Heath Ledger didn't die, then he probably doesn't win the Oscar. I mean, how sad is that? When we all know that he was good enough to win it. We've seen the movie. But maybe if he didn't die, people look at that performance differently. Where it's still considered a good performance, but he almost became a martyr of cinema because he passed away. And there was just so much mystique surrounding the movie that he wasn't there to see the final product. And it just blew us all away. But you never know. It's
I wish the Oscars was voted on with blinders to, like you said before, with the money made and the actors. Like it should just purely be on the film itself.
Yeah, and that's also subjective.
I think it's the closest thing, though. Actually, the Emmys do a good job of incorporating other dramas into other shows into their awards. Different genres. They have the comedy and the drama, but we see more fantastical shows and different types of dramas, not just the classic Oscar drama.
This makes the Oscars feel like the Golden Globes. Best comedy or musical. The Martian gets nominated for best comedy.
That's, yeah.
That's what it makes it feel like. That was a joke. It's a laughing stock.
The one musical we have all year.
Yeah, and I don't think, and then they have this whole idea that the technical awards are something that I really care about. I mean, last year I lost my mind when Deakins won for best cinematography. And I said before that award shows are meaningless, but I guess it's
nice to have some validation of your opinion.
It's always nice to see the guy that you want to win.
Right, but now the technical awards are going to be shoved to the side during commercial breaks, so these people can't say their speeches, thank the people that helped them get to that point.
So the bigger awards can
get. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so fucking best, most popular picture.
I hate that. That's so stupid. I don't care if it's...
And I just want to say one last thing.
It's the young media.
Seth MacFarlane made a joke in 2012 where he was introducing some of the actors from the Avengers because they were going to hand out an award. It's like, oh, our next actors are from the Avengers, which was the highest grossing movie of the year, which shows why it was nominated for so many awards. This is the biggest movie of the year, biggest cultural impact.
That's great.
You can't give
Seth.
The Avengers 2012. What won in 2012? I think it was 12 Years a Slave. No. Argo. Argo is not like a classic. It's not an all-time. I wouldn't go as far to say Argo is so much better than The Avengers.
Very forgettable. Argo.
Yeah. So
I'll end it on this. Henry Cavill's Fistcock in the Bathroom was better than The Post.
Was The Post nominated for Best Picture?
Yes.
Holy shit. Every single Marvel movie that has come out under the MCU is better than The Post. So what are we talking about here?
It's because we said it already. You can beat it to death. It's because they're in a different category. They're in the action comic book category and not in the serious category.
But I think that is a section of the film community online where they just don't respect these movies. And I remember,
I feel disrespected.
I remember when James Gunn came out a couple of years ago and said, just if you want to call us stupid, then just call us stupid.
I thought you were going to say the other thing.
No,
good transition.
It's not 10 years ago, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about James Gunn. So there's been a lot of news about James Gunn that we haven't touched upon. Dave Bautista saying he's not going to be in Guardians 3 if they don't use his script. Marvel might use his script. Then they might not use his script. Then they're going to rehire him. Now they're using the script. The Guardians cast came out and released that letter saying that they want James Gunn back. It's been a whole whirlwind of news surrounding this James Gunn situation. But now it looks like the most recent story says that they're going to use the script. and even more recently that they might hire him for something else. Did you read this?
No.
They might bring him on for another Marvel movie.
Breaking news right now.
Read this? Hear about this? No. I thought I heard Warner Brothers. I heard there's a bunch of brothers. I heard a lot of other people are going for him.
Yeah, a lot. Apparently, a lot of studios want him. And
I said this when it first dropped, and we were talking about it, where Dave Bautista said he wasn't going to be in the film if they didn't use Gunn's script. And I was very critical of Disney if they use Gunn's script. As much as I don't think
he's negotiating with them now.
Well, I was just going to
say. So I think he's saying, why don't you slide me like $5 million?
Well,
you can use the script.
My point being,
I agree with that.
My point being is, regardless of you in support of James Gunn's firing or not, it just makes Disney look like hypocritical. You can't be half pregnant. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's two in it. That's two right there.
You can't steal them all.
I don't know.
I think have your cake and eat it too is my favorite saying.
Because I want to steal all the goddamn sayings.
But
were you
going to
say the cake one?
Yeah.
So his tweets were so offensive that you can fire him. No way. We can't. We're Disney. We can't have him directing one of our films. But we'll use his script because it's convenient for us because he already written it. So
wrote it.
Oh, fuck. That's bad. I'm heated right now.
You're all disheveled right now.
No, yeah. We'll just.
You're hot.
But it's with James Gunn, even if they bring him back for another Marvel movie, I'm starting to think that these reports
stop trying to be all high and mighty and fucking art fire and like fire him for something you did 10 years ago if you're not going to stick to your guns. I understand it. You're a business. You want to have a good PR.
Don't you mean stick to your gun?
We're on a roll right now.
This podcast's on fire.
But from their perspective, you can see why they might have made this decision, but
are you kidding?
Are you serious? I'm fucking talking, Ted. Oh, what is it? Is it funny?
Yeah. It's just what we said before.
He sends me an update on his phone. Here's how Groot can lift Thor's hammer.
Okay.
We just said it before. That's why I showed him.
Oh, all right.
My bad. That's
fine. No, it's all fine, Teddy. Sorry. Sorry I snapped at you like that.
That's all right. Don't do it again.
All right.
More I'm leaving, too. I'll tell you what. It's an aggressive move by Dave Bautista to threaten to leave if they don't use Gunn's script. I mean, you're potentially hurting yourself a lot.
I saw the funniest thing. It was like, yo, stop acting like you Captain America. You think that they won't just hire The Rock and paint him?
Where I was going to go was that it's a very aggressive move. That was great.
That was so, when I read that, I started dying. The Rock and paint him.
Where I was going to go was that it's a very aggressive move considering that you're a fucking... You're a bag of dust right now, where they can just drop you.
Yeah, you're a bag of dust. They can recast you. They can kill you. But that's a guy that Dave Bautista is, and I think he owes a lot
very,
of James
Gunn. It's very nice to see some loyalty out of it, and he owes James...
Loyalty.
I think you were just about to say this before I rudely cut you off, is that he is a loyal guy. He owes a lot of his career to James Gunn and being cast
that's
in
the MCU.
That's
a good point. Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I think James Gunn owes it to Dave Bautista to tell him, like, listen, man, it's all good.
Apparently James Gunn is negotiating the hell out of some deal. Because apparently he's owed money either way. So they have to give him some sort of package.
What I was saying before about like Disney show some conviction, I want them to give him another chance. I'm just saying if they're going to be so stern on not giving him another chance, don't be halfway with it. That's all I got to say about that.
I fucking love the internet, man.
It's Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks. Everything that guy says is a stitch.
I forgot. You don't like Gump.
No, it's not. All
right, let's not. Yeah, come on.
What else we got on the docket?
All right, next story on the old docket of stories.
What is a docket? I use it like I know what it is, but I just know that a docket means, I guess.
I was thinking it's like a panel in front of you, like next on the docket.
I was going to try to get something in circulation, a saying. It's high tide, you started doing your homework. High tide replaces about time. Doesn't that sound right?
High tide, like the tide's coming. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying that. Start. Yeah, exactly, right.
I like it.
But you like that, right? Yeah. We could get that in circulation. Like, it's high tide, Disney started sticking to their guns.
It's about time?
Yeah, right. All right. Yeah, you like that, right?
Yeah. I like it.
I think it's growing on me a little.
Right? Yeah.
The first one, I was
stated it right now. Bo made up.
I think I made up a saying.
It is on here. You're going to post it.
We'll trademark.
Do not scrap this podcast.
High tide, you subscribe to this YouTube channel.
Do not scrap this podcast. We need this one out now.
Well, I've been saying for a long time it's high tide that the CW creates a show centered on a Bat character. Batman, Batwoman, Batkid, Batbaby, Batmite. I'm all in. So when I got this news that CW's making a Batwoman show, I'm like, good, I'm watching it.
I saw it, I was like, if it's going to be like the rest of the CW shows, I'm not even going to care.
How many
about
seasons
it.
Of Arrow did you watch?
Like one and a half. And I'm like, wow, this stinks. I went try to get into the Flash. I'm like, wow, this stinks.
I did like 2.5 of
only show I watch on CW is Supernatural.
Probably stinks too. Sorry, Ted.
Easy. Don't take a shot to Supernatural.
Take a shot at CW.
All right.
What they used to be. Like W. Remember WB? Like the little frog?
Yeah, yeah.
WB. Missed that guy.
He was nice.
Is he still around?
Who was nicer, him or Jiminy Cricket?
Don't make me choose. Yeah. Don't make me choose.
Don't put that evilness on me.
But yeah, Ruby Rose is
getting... Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, she's not a good actress.
She wasn't great in
Resident
Evil.
You don't have to be a good actress on the CW, bro.
It's a popular name. So people are excited. She was trending. Like
she looks like Batwoman.
Does she?
I believe.
Does she have the physicality to be a Batwoman?
It's a lot of pressure on her because if she nails this, she can get a whole series.
No, she is getting a series.
Well, it's like an extended...
Oh, no, that's going to be her first appearance.
Has she been in any...
It's going to be like the crossover.
Right.
I know some people were complaining, oh, you can't have Batwoman without Batman. And the first time I ever read a Batwoman comic, I was kind of mad. I was, what is she up to? What is she doing? Besmirching the Batman name. I wanted to see if she was up for it, if she could be a good Batwoman. But, I mean, I enjoy her character, and I think...
Then is she, like... She wasn't, like, part of the gang. She just started doing it, right?
Yeah, she just kind of starts doing it on her own. And eventually, she's been part of the Bat family before. So she starts working with Batman at different times in her different iterations. So I don't think the CW is ever going to bring in Batman, but this is good enough for me. You get the red locks over the mask.
Think
the two red batarangs.
You think when she was out doing her own thing, unaffiliated, she had like copyright claims? Wayne Enterprises.
Got an update on her phone.
Wayne Enterprises put a strike in your video.
Don't worry, you could still use this video, but Wayne Enterprises is monetizing
it. It's fair use.
You don't own the Bat name.
Hashtag HBO, let us make fucking videos on Nerd Soup.
Yeah, it's great for the industry. Like, if you look back, you take a step back and just look at the whole thing overall, like a lesbian girl actor in a main role.
Yeah, no, and playing a lesbian character.
Like, I don't want to throw shade at her, though, but... Like, I don't want to throw in any bad...
That Ruby?
Like, yeah.
She's not...
I don't want to put any bad vibes on it, but I don't know. I'm not a fan of casting Ruby Rose. I didn't like her in Resident Evil.
She was in Orange and the New Black, John Wick 2. She never really had the Meg that's coming out soon.
I heard she wasn't that good in John Wick.
She doesn't even speak.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
They're like, listen, your character is a mute. It's like, okay, I see where we're going with this.
And she's...
She is no stranger to action films,
but
though,
she's never, like, in a prevalent role where you can actually gauge whether or not she's a good actress or not. So it remains to be seen. Yeah, it's... I hope she does well.
I mean, I'm obviously not voting against her, but, you know, we'll see what she does.
But I don't know if she's, like, has the, back... Like, does she inspire fear? Is she Batwoman, do you think?
If she can play the shadows.
I loved your idea.
She looks like a good... She looks like a good Catwoman. She looks like she would be more of like playing the shadows like that. Where is Batwoman more brute strength as like a Batman type?
I think she's more like a...
Not like brute strength, but like, I mean, like physical, like kind of...
No,
like,
yeah,
a
she could
type.
Fight. I mean, yeah. She's a great martial artist, but once again, she's going to be a detective. It's going to be about her wits.
I hope they do more detective stuff.
Yeah, right.
Is she on Batman's level?
As a detective, I mean, nobody's on Batman's level. I mean, come on.
All
right.
She's got to be close.
I fucking love Batman.
I guess I'll give it a try. I'll watch maybe the pilot.
He's too nice.
See what happens.
I'm going to watch the whole thing. Because once they reference Bruce Wayne, oh my God, it's Bruce Wayne.
I mean, Marvel's doing it with Venom, so I guess DC is taking a page from Marvel.
We are Venom. First, I'm going to eat your head.
So then no Spider-Man in Venom.
So funny.
I saw a Screen Rant article, and it was like Sony should recast Spider-Man.
Screen Rant stinks, yo. Yeah, you ever get the ones that's like, oh, this B-list no-name actor wants to play Batman? Yeah, no shit, Screen Rant.
Everyone
you read a whole
does,
fucking article
idiot.
On it.
I saw an article.
And don't get me started on when you type in a movie and you're like, oh, does this movie have a post-credit sequence? And you click the first one, which is always Screen Rant, and they write like fucking three paragraphs. Just give me yes or no.
Go to the next page to see if it has a post-credit.
God damn it.
I saw an article today. It was like Caitlyn Jenner wants to play a Marvel villain. And everyone was like, what? Do you act? Like, you were on a reality TV show and...
Yeah, but then I bet she said if she gets turned down, it'll be fucking mayhem all over the place.
No, that's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. I'm saying, like, if...
No, it wouldn't. I think people realize that she's not an actor.
Do you? Yeah? Internet these days? I feel bad.
I saw one for Batwoman. It's like, I'm sick and tired of people, social justice warriors... shoving all this people things in her face. It's like, oh, we can't... Something about, like, oh, we need, like... You can't be white. You can't be a man anymore. And someone's like... It's like, yeah, make Batwoman a white male again. A white straight male again.
Yeah, it's every other CW show. Yeah. Arrow, Flash, Supernatural stars two white guys.
It's like, imagine getting so angry about a diverse casting that you're on the internet screaming, like, we're so...
The funniest one ever was when Jessica Jones announced that every director for season two was going to be a woman. And somebody commented, was like, can you imagine if Daredevil or Luke Cage or Iron Fist had all directors that were men? And it was all the directors from those shows. And they were all men. It's like, yeah, no, we can imagine it. But yeah, I mean, people.
Yeah, and everyone's happy. It's like a, like you said, it's a lesbian character at the forefront. But, you know, Batwoman's also Jewish, so give me some props.
You're Jewish?
I'll never buy it.
I was about to say congratulations. I don't know why.
Oh, wow. I'll never buy it.
Why?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're Jewish. I think you just put it on the front.
Can you? I feel like nobody can speak Hebrew. I feel like they're all just winging it.
I know the songs in Hebrew.
Yeah, where are the vowels in that language?
Very, just spit over the mic.
Very offensive, Ted. Very, I'm very offended.
What? That's all I got.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
Bat mitzvahs for women, for girls.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Ruby Rose a shot. It's a series that I'm actually excited to watch it just because I love anything Batman.
Well said.
Oh, and by the way, I said Emma Stone should be
Batgirl,
not Batwoman.
Ugh.
There's a clear difference.
My bad.
They both have red hair, okay? Don't be that guy.
My bad.
Not all redheads look
I heard wrong. I think Emma Stone can pull off Batwoman, too.
I think so, too.
I love Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone. Big Emma Stone fan. Emma Stone or Emma Watson?
Why can't we just enjoy both of them?
Watson.
Wow, you sold out Emma Stone real quick. All right, our next story on the old story
panel
list is we're going to talk today about Ant-Man and the Wasp. Now, there was a recent report that said that Ant-Man and the Wasp wasn't that big of a box office success. And if you look at the official number, I think it's over 400 million. The official number is 430 million worldwide. So when you factor in budget, marketing, it's not making that much money. That's less than what the first one made. I think the first one got close to 500 million. So my question for you guys is, this is just more of a discussion. It's not an official story. One, do you ever think we're going to see another Ant-Man movie? And two, why didn't people want to go and see it?
I mean, most people are going to point to superhero fatigue, but I think, does it hurt it that it was so close to Infinity War? And like you said earlier,
shouldn't it help it?
Well, like you said earlier, with the whole people only see a few movies a year, a few blockbusters, maybe they just chose to do one and not go to the other. I don't know. Is in Ant-Man and the Wasp, is it really that inspiring to go out and see the movie, spend all this money with your family, popcorn, tickets, soda?
I think when you look at the recent Marvel movies, too, what has it been? It's before Ant-Man, Infinity War, Ragnarok, Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther. These movies are epics. There's a lot going on. There's multiple characters from within the universe. The only one that's really a solo film out of those, Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's the biggest superhero character in the world, arguably. So Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's a more contained story. Doesn't really have that much more of an impact.
But you don't know that going in.
Yeah, you kind of know that from the previews. You know that it's Ant-Man and the Wasp and it's Ant-Man's crew. There's not really characters coming from other movies or
you're talking
not a crossover.
About, all right.
So it doesn't have that epic feel where this is a movie you need to go out and see. Black Panther, first predominantly black cast in a superhero movie. 90% of the cast is African-American. It feels like an epic, a fantasy epic. We're going to this world of Wakanda.
I'm just
comparing it to the other Thor Ragnarok. We have the Hulk in that. You have all these stakes with Hela where the Ragnarok, the end, the Armageddon of Norse mythology.
Thor is a household name, too.
Thor's a household name, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy.
The first one
was a fantasy epic. The second one is a little bit scaled back, but that movie did really well the first time around.
I'm really surprised that it didn't do as well as I thought it was going to do. Do you guys think that not most, but a good chunk of the money comes from people rewatching the movies, too, in the theaters?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People aren't going...
There's no rewatch factor in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You wait for Blu-ray for that one. Or on demand.
Yeah.
Netflix? Disney streaming service? Whichever
one. That's a streaming service.
Well, maybe it's just simple as the film industry is dying and there's no hope. And in 5 years, we're all going to be pre-ordering movies on our TVs and watching it like schlubs because people don't want to go out to the box office and support film.
I was just going to say
that. Hi, I'm Aaron Samuel. I'm running for governor.
I feel like we're in the midst of seeing what happened to the music industry happening to the film industry.
I think so, yeah, a little bit.
With all the streaming websites you can do, like people just, like you said, just don't want to go to the movies anymore.
It makes sense why it happened to music first, because it's easier to access music rather than film. Films are 2 hours, bigger data files. You can go on Spotify. You can't. There's no streaming service. I mean, you can watch Netflix on your phone, but nobody's really doing that. But I agree with you. It's going that way where I don't know if I necessarily hate that.
Well, you know how many times I see people, like friends or something, will see a trailer and be like, oh, I want to see that. That's the last they ever think of that movie.
Most people.
Promotion, too. I wonder how much they spend on promotion.
It was promoted a lot, especially coming off the heels of Infinity War.
I have a friend where if he goes to see a movie, I know it's a big hit. And this year he's seen two movies, Black Panther and Infinity War. And he's not necessarily a huge Marvel fan, but
well, I mean,
he's
Solo,
a majority of the people he'll of go the world, see, probably.
Right.
Solo was very close to Episode 8, and that didn't do well. So maybe it's just that there's not enough time to, all right, we're done with this film, and let's try to rebuild the next installment in this franchise.
Yeah, I also think Star Wars was going in a downward trajectory in terms of box office anyway. So many people were disappointed with The Last Jedi, and then all the news surrounding Solo was all negative. Ant-Man and the Wasp, they've been just giving us so many epic adventures within the MCU. It's been like 6 or 7 of them in a row. And then it's like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Just a filler.
And Infinity War was so good. Infinity War might be my favorite MCU movie.
I was just watching Winter Soldier last night. True story. And I was going to tweet just a hot takes. Like, yeah, after this rewatch, it's cemented that Winter Soldier is still the best film the MCU has to offer. And I stand.
I think most of the
Infinity War got me going. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'd rather, if you gave me them right now, I'd rewatch Infinity War. It's more epic. It's just all these characters coming together. It's what I've been waiting for. But if you're talking about it on a technical level of watching a film, I think Winter Soldier is better made and just a better film overall.
I think that for your point with Ant-Man 3, you're right.
No.
Is that me?
I've been going off on very long, fast-speaking tangents this whole podcast. I don't know what's going wrong with me. I think I'm still hyped up from that Game of Thrones review we did, which is probably going to be a good one.
With Ant-Man 3, I'd be excited to go see it. And I think that goes for the big Marvel fans.
I'm
not a big Ant-Man guy either, but I enjoyed the film. It was refreshing. It was fun to watch.
I really liked Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I never know when you're going to stop talking.
I know, I pause a lot.
The first one I didn't really like too much. I like this one better because I felt like I went into it knowing what Ant-Man is, and I kind of lightened up my stance on the whole comedy and superhero movies. It's like, no fun.
Yeah, you were really against the comedy.
2 years ago? 2 years ago,
if you
Aaron,
throw Ant-Man to Aaron 2 years ago.
Well, that's when it came out, yeah, around that time. If you asked me about like Marvel or just lighthearted superhero movies in general, I was like, no fun for you. It has to be stakes.
That's I want to watch Infinity War.
I'll watch it.
We got to get that 4K.
Oh, man.
Watch
that
downstairs.
For a drop of blood. Bring me Thanos. That and that third act. What an act. When that boy walked into Wakanda... like he's here.
I wonder what
a gauntlet like this.
I want to know what went through their heads. Oh, he came.
I love Cap. He's like, stay sharp, eyes up. Yeah, Cap.
All right, we get it. Yeah. You know who's coming right now? This isn't fucking. This isn't Bucky Larson.
This guy Cap is still trying to strategize. This guy's like the all powerful god.
That says so much about Captain, though.
Yeah, it does. He just never gave up.
That's why I stick to my gun, saying that if he gets another chance at that hammer, he's picking it up.
If Cap doesn't pick up.
Mjolnir? He didn't know how to say it.
No, I was going to say not Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
I was going to say the Stormbreaker.
He can pick it up.
He can't pick up Stormbreaker.
You don't have to be worthy.
No, Stormbreaker's not about being worthy. I think it's about the fact that it's just too powerful.
Oh, but a fucking baby tree can hold it?
Well, Groot, yeah, easy.
Baby Groot's tree. More powerful than, yeah, he didn't hold it. He picked up the, and then cut off his arm.
You ever disrespect Groot like that again, and I'm going to do something to you.
Yeah, baby.
Like what?
I'll figure something out.
I saw something on Twitter. It was like, what if Groot was saying to Steve Rogers when he said, I am Groot, let us bathe our enemies in our blood. And Steve Rogers was just like, I am Steve Rogers. What the fuck, man? I can't wait to watch that movie. But yeah, that's a Nerds Who podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back with another podcast soon, as we've been trying to get them out more frequently. And like I said, listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter. Comment your thoughts below.
Instagram.
Give us your opinions.
Yep.
And make sure that you donate to Aaron's GoFundMe.
For what?
For your Game of Thrones anime series.
You start that up already?
No. If I ever start a GoFundMe, it's going
to
be like...
So I can go to Greece?
Yeah. Greece? No. It's going to be like, I don't know, something cool.
What do you have against Greece?
Yeah.
Nothing against Greece. I just have no desire to go there. They'll be like,
why?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with
send me
why?
To the
wouldn't
moon?
You, why would you want to go? To,
I'm not even big.
Why would you go to the moon? There's nothing to do on the moon.
Yes, there is. Jump really high and.
That is true. You could dunk.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just put the. We'll go to Greece and we'll buy a basketball hoop, put it on 7 foot. So me and Ted will tour the country and you'll just do slam dunks on a trampoline.